Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The first baseman, Bruce Knutzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil strikes out. One out. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calm moves to second. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Calm moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Andrews for the out. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Knotzer hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Worstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Calm hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers now playing right field. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Wurstler moves to second. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Olson moves to second. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Olson scores. It's 1 to nothing, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Knotzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Knotzer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Averill reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. Cecil moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler bunts towards first. Knotzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Cecil covering, for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. McManus reaches second base with a double. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to second with Burnett covering, to double up McManus. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0 for 1 in the game. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powers for the out. One out. Bruce Knotzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knotzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Knotzer hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Powers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Olsen covering, for the out. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Kham moves to second. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf. Brown reaches second base with a double. Kham scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Wieland now pitching. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers is 0-for-2 in the game. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate moves to third. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Marv Olsen. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Tate scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. McManus moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus moves to third. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 4 in the game. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Urbane Pickering now playing third base. Marty McManus now playing second base. Ed Durham now pitching. Bruce Knutzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knutzer is 0 for 4 in the game. Knutzer hits a fly ball into right field. Stump settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.